Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grieving is difficult. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, you'll discover what you are experiencing physically and emotionally is normal. Healing is possible. Remember, love always wins. Life will get better. Episode 71. It's a beautiful day in San Antonio, Texas. Spring is here. Early this morning, I went for a long walk. I stopped by every mountain laurel bush I passed on my walk and smelled the flowers. The mountain laurel will only be in bloom for a few weeks. If you're not sure of what a mountain laurel bush looks like when it blooms, it's filled with purple flowers and grape-like clusters, and they have a grape-like smell. I won't pass a chance to catch their fragrance. I like to get out for a walk each day. When I go walking, I turn my phone off, I won't wear earpods, and I try to keep a clear mind. Turning my iPhone off is easy. Keeping a clear mind is another matter. Some days, I'll be thinking about things I wish I weren't thinking about. But for the most part, when I do get out, my mind clears up fairly rapidly. If I see a mockingbird sitting on a bush, I'll say hi to the mockingbird. The mockingbird will just stare at me like I'm some odd creature that doesn't belong here. I'll speak to the dogs that run up to the fence and bark at me. It doesn't matter. And I'll wave and give a smile and greeting to everyone I pass. In my experience, getting out of the house and doing something physical like walking or working out takes the air out of the grieving balloon. It may not take all the air out, but it takes some of the air out. I also think that getting out in nature helps to create a peaceful spirit within me. For a moment, my cares are gone. For a moment, I'm happy. For a moment, I'm peaceful. And I see life with a different set of eyes. Alexis Karpozis writes, "Every flower and insect, every bird and all the creatures that live upon the land and swim within the rivers and seas are part of the tree of life. You are connected to the whole of life. Whatever happens to the myriad forms of life in the world around you has a direct effect on you." That's true for me. I see it in so many different ways. Being in nature helps us who experience grieving grasp a taste of the mystery of life and death. Being in nature helps us to understand that the life we live is not permanent. And while we are immersed in nature, we hear it telling us that death is not final. Being in nature draws us out of ourselves. It forces us to take leave of the cocoon we built around ourselves since the onset of grieving. Grieving clawed at us and shut us down. The pain at times too intense to go on. The burden too great to carry. Yet life demanded we endure. It's as if life gave us nature to behold, and to let us know that every winter leads to a spring. It lets us know that winter does not win, that life will rebound and return. We are one of nature's beautiful creatures. Ben Okri says, "The most authentic thing about us is our capacity to create, to overcome, to endure, to transform, to love, and to be greater than our suffering." Is it time for you to burst forth from your cocoon of grieving and to begin living? Is it time for you to emerge from your winter of grieving to welcome the warming sun of your springtime? I think welcoming the warming sun of springtime is a wonderful metaphor for we who grieve, and to use the metaphor to allow love to return to our lives. Love comes in many ways and forms. When I am walking in nature, I feel loved. When I stop and talk with a neighbor, I feel loved. When I have lunch with a friend, I feel loved. When I pet a dog, I feel loved. When I hear the birds singing, I feel loved. Love is all around us. It's waiting for us to open our eyes and hearts to it, and to stretch out our arms wide to allow it to come to us. Victor Hugo writes in The Hunchback of Notre Dame, "Love is like a tree. It grows by itself, roots itself deeply in our being, and continues to flourish over a heart in ruin. The inexplicable fact is that the blinder it is, the more tenacious it is never stronger than when it is completely unreasonable. I hope you enjoy this episode. It's time for your springtime. It's time to welcome the warming sun into your life. Allow love in its many forms to touch you, to put a smile on your face, and to heal you. Never quit, never give up. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience, I want to share your grieving experience with me. Please email me at ray.breese, B-R-E-S-E, @gmail.com. Have a great day, stay strong, and never quit, never give up.